The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You know, and as we all know, this is a game of inches, and it can come down to one play, right?
Second Any Given Sunday reference this week.
Yes! Any Given Sunday season.
I just felt when it came back.
Bankruptcy Michael is nature's do-over. It's a fresh start. It's a clean slate.
Like the witness protection program.
Exactly. Not at all.
I've always wanted to be in the witness protection program. Fresh start. No debts, no baggage.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
They run the ball, they mix it up, and I just don't have that confidence anymore.
I don't think that's how trademark works, Jen.
You can't just shout it out?
I don't think so. It's like when Michael Scott declared bankruptcy, just walked out in the middle of the room. I declare bankruptcy!
I thought it was like when you walk outside and you yell shotgun.
I declare bankruptcy!
Hey, I just wanted you to know that you can't just say the word bankruptcy and expect anything to happen.
I didn't say it. I declared it. Still.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running around, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They making plans. We sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it. She running around.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, everybody.
Thanksgiving Eve.
This is the best week.
Are you trying to make a thing a thing?
I thought it was a thing. Thanksgiving Eve is a thing. It's like New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve.
No. I don't think so.
Child, please.
Is it Thanksgiving Eve?
Technically, but nobody calls it that.
Well, I'm calling it that.
So you're creating a new thing. So what I accused you of doing, that's exactly what you're doing.
But it actually is a thing. If it's Christmas Eve and it's New Year's Eve, then this is Thanksgiving Eve. I'm just giving the name that everybody should have given to it years and years ago.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I really respect the stubbornness here. Like, a lot.
Well, what do you call today?
Well, today's Whiskey Wednesday.
Also wrong. Blackout Wednesday.
Blackout Wednesday?
Yeah. I've heard that one before.
What, your power is just going to go out? Somebody's going to trip a switch? There's going to be major blackouts in your area? What are you talking about?
You never know what's going to happen on Blackout Wednesday. You black out.
That's true.
Technically, it's a Friday on a Wednesday.
Well, football guy.
Ashton wants to call it a Thursday. Why we're doing 8 at 8, I have no idea.
Because there's money behind it and it's sponsored.
That's right. It's a Thursday also on a Wednesday. It's a Thursday and a Friday on a Wednesday.
This edition of Inside Baseball.
Gabe, everything doesn't have to be about money. Well, actually, yeah.
My favorite's when Chewy says something and then just corrects himself.
I didn't call it Drinksgiving. What the hell is Drinksgiving? Today is National Drinksgiving Day. What?
Yeah, I think we can all agree that that's the worst.
That is not a thing.
That's the worst than Thanksgiving.
Like Thanksgiving Eve actually is a thing because it is the eve of Thanksgiving, right? You may say that it's not an official thing that someone has put a stamp on, but Drinksgiving is not a real thing. Have you ever heard anyone, Chewy, say happy Drinksgiving?
No, but there is a new term this Thanksgiving season that I've never heard of before, and that's called Friendsgiving. Have you heard of that?
That's because you don't have any friends.
Yeah, I've Friendsgiving's been.
He was like, "Well, maybe that is it." Friendsgiving—that's when like you get together with the people you actually like instead of your family.
That's beating down a holiday. Okay, enough. It's like Mike Sherman in a meeting, right? We don't need offshoots.
I don't know. You tell us. What is it like Mike Sherman in a meeting?
So, what are you telling me that Friendsgiving has been around for a long time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it.
Once again. This goes points to you.
I get it.
And your lack of friends. Because here's the thing, bud. I don't think Chernobyl Corn's throwing a Friendsgiving. I just don't think he's doing it.
Well, we do, but it's in July.
Wait, I thought it was Christmas in July.
I guess there is that.
Wait a minute. The point of it, Chewy, is that... Okay,
Jen,
go ahead.
Thanksgiving, for a good amount of people, causes nothing but stress.
Because
in some families, when you get the entire family together, which in some cases don't all get along, it is a train wreck. So why would you want to... Why would you want to do that?
Because this is taking control. No, it's not extending it. It's actually having a gathering of people that you like. This is choosing the people to spend the festivities
That's
with.
That's where you're wrong. It's a gathering of people the person who is hosting the party likes.
Well, I think he's got me there on that technicality. Well,
but typically when you plan a Friendsgiving, Chew, like you do it within the friend group. It's not like, because, you know, like I've got... groups, you know, a group of friends over here, group of friends over there, group of friends over here. I'm not inviting from all three. I might have three different ones if all three groups want to do that, but you're kind of doing it within a friend group where everybody kind of agrees that this is what you're going to do.
In your world. Not in other worlds.
You just heard of this right? 2 minutes ago. Okay. What do you mean?
Okay, but what we did agree on is that most of the names that apply to today have to do with alcohol, which, whatever, spare me your morality lecture about drinking and yada, yada, yada. Drinksgiving, Whiskey Wednesday, and Blackout Wednesday all have to do with getting drunk.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because you're getting tanked.
That's the best of all of them.
How early can you drink today? No judgment.
Yes.
No. They got to give me a time, yes. You guys. So as soon as you wake up, you can have a Thanksgiving Eve bevy.
I assumed that we were all having Celsius during the show today. So that's my answer was yes.
I thought today was the day we cracked open the Zima.
Could be.
I think you got to wait an hour before the first guest arrives or comes into town.
What if they're already here?
Well, then have at it.
I am enjoying
Break
the
out
rules.
The wild turkey.
Chewy is wild turkey. Oh, I'm enjoying the rules that you're making up this morning, though.
So this is actually a fitting story. One Whiskey Wednesday, I made my way back to Horicon and wandered into a bar I had not been in and saw some people I had not seen for a while. I had been out for quite some time, and somebody... Oh, Gabe's here. Get him a shot. It was wild turkey. I walked out the front door and spewed that wild turkey all over the sidewalk in Horicon.
Disgusting. I'm being serious. Are there people who are indulging early in the morning? Like, do you wake up on Whiskey Wednesday? Do most people, I assume, work a half a day? Like, you're out at noon?
That's another thing, Jen. Like, I feel that the Thanksgiving holiday... really starts beginning on Tuesday now.
See, this is what I'm saying. This is why I'm going to throw it out there. I think it's fantastic. It's the one holiday that is always guaranteed, kind of in the middle of the week. You can bust out early. I have friends who are heading north this morning, probably listening to us on their ride up north. Like, Wednesday's a holiday, Thursday's a holiday, Friday is clearly a holiday, and then you got Saturday and Sunday to recover, and you're back at it on Monday. Like, this is a great little thing we've created here, this Thanksgiving in the middle of the week. Temperatures are just starting to get cold, and I don't know, it feels pretty good. Like, Christmas bounces around, and the other ones bounce around, but knowing that this Thursday you always have off, then you have the subsequent Friday off, you might push it a little early and have the Wednesday off, I'm loving this. Now, again, I don't have 9-to-5 banker's hours.
Yeah,
so really,
here on this Wednesday.
Usually, yesterday after the radio show, I had nothing to do, like... all day, no feature this week for College Game Day. So
that'd
I was
be good
like,
for you because you've been like here, there, and everywhere.
That's true.
A lot of planes, trains, and automobiles for Jen.
Do you look forward to Black Friday? Because that does nothing for me.
Zero.
Right? And I know
0%
with the internet. And
have you ever waited in line for something on Black Friday?
No.
Are you allowed to? No. Are you allowed to wait in line?
You know,
are you allowed to buy anything on Black Friday?
Do you save up your allowance to buy something on Black Friday where you can get a really good deal?
I am monitored, I will say that.
Chewy, what's the one item you would wait in line for on Black Friday, though?
It's food-related. Probably a lobster tail.
Whoa, that came out of nowhere. When he said food-related, I assumed he meant like a pizza oven or some sort of, you know, gadget for the kitchen.
I'm not buying it. No, I thought you meant like how long would I wait in line to eat dinner or lunch, right?
No, that now, was, a lobster so that was tail, very much I'm, lost in translation. A lobster tail.
imagine Chewy on Black Friday just sitting at a Red Lobster. He's just standing in line. You're like, I'm going to get the cheesy biscuits. I'm getting a big ass lobster tail. No, I am ready to go.
Where is everybody? They told me I had to come early. There would be a line.
He's there at 7:30.
The only one at Red Lobster for the lobster tail.
Which tracks to my meal last night. So me and Angie go to the seafood restaurant. And it's busy, but we get there at 6 o'clock, which is what most people eat. So the only reason we go there is for the specials for the king crab and the, what's the other one? I don't know, some other crab. At 6 o'clock, they come over queen and crab. Say, well, we're out of both items.
No.
Can I then get up and leave?
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to.
If you went for the crab.
I'm okay. Guessing, did you get up and leave?
No.
Did Angie? Hold on. Did Angie get up and leave?
No. She wanted to stay.
Did she find something on the menu that she liked?
Well, you can always have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich made.
Are you kidding me? Are you joking
right
now?
That's her palate.
Oh, but not at the restaurant you were literally at. There's not like a secret menu at the seafood restaurant you were at that says.
They had pasta.
Okay, and we know that Angie loves pasta. What did she end up ordering?
Pasta.
She had seafood, right?
No. No. See, I'm telling you, palate of a 4-year-old.
What did you end up getting, big guy?
Chardonnay.
He drank his dinner. Again, who amongst us has not drank their dinner?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
There's nothing.
But Chew, and I want to do the thing, guys.
You
kind of want to do the thing.
I was probing.
I was leaning. I was trying to lead him to it. But Chewy, you sent us a text in the group text yesterday that said, "What constitutes seafood?" Someone I'm with at this restaurant asked the waiter why there wasn't duck.
And she was serious. She's like, Do you have duck? To which they said, no, we do not. She's like, well, I thought this was a seafood restaurant. And I'm like, what?
That's
duck? Yeah. It swims in the water.
Not the sea.
To which someone said poultry. I don't think it's poultry, is it?
It is poultry.
It's 100% poultry.
Hold on. The funny thing is that we're all laughing, but I think she might be on to something, right? Like,
what? Oh. And then I went, well, is a seal considered seafood? Some people eat seal.
Do they? People eat seal? Who's eating seal?
I think Eskimos do.
I think it's because they're out of options. There's not a lot of... It's not a buffet.
Technically still eating it.
What constitutes something being seafood?
It's got to be something in the sea. Because like cod or perch, I wouldn't consider that seafood, right?
Yes.
But that's
even
in
it's
the
a fish,
sea, right?
But it's not in the sea.
Well,
you can get catfish.
You can get catfish at restaurants.
No, but cod comes out of the ocean.
Yeah, but I don't know if I would consider that seafood, right?
I just assume
if you got surf and turf and the surf was cod, you'd be very disappointed.
Put it on the poll. Should duck be considered seafood?
So that means seagulls are seafood.
Yes, seagulls are seafood.
Yeah,
how about sea turtles?
You can't eat them.
Can you eat a sea turtle?
There you go.
Is a sea turtle protected?
Well, like turtles, turtle soup's got to be considered seafood. Food, right?
Yes.
Only if it's snappy.
And the turtle only spends a portion of its time in the water.
Correct.
Which would also be the duck, which spends a portion of its time in the water and on the land. Also, when the ducks wash themselves, they go completely in. They're just, right? All you see is the tail feathers up in the air.
But how many ducks are going to the ocean? Ducks are more like marsh and pond and lake.
No.
But again,
no,
we go back to the catfish. You can get catfish at a seafood restaurant.
You
and that's
say
not
catfished?
Ocean. You got a story there, buddy? You want to get into?
I really started the joke.
Is duck seafood? Should duck be seafood? I think that's the way you have to phrase it.
So you're telling me that a goose is seafood based on this priority?
Maybe a goose should be seafood.
Wait, tell me something.
Geese...
I've already been Drinksgiving.
I thought that Zima was getting a little empty.
They... Geese don't swim in the ocean, though. Ducks do. I know ducks do.
In the ocean?
I don't know.
Is that the caveat, Chew, though, that they have to actually swim in the ocean?
Haven't you seen the what are they, the soap commercials, the Dove or whatever, where they're washing the duck because it's got oil on it? Not getting oil.
He's talking about Dawn. I know exactly what he's talking about, and they're in a lake, not the ocean.
How did they get the oil spill in the lake?
Yes. I think we're on.
I definitely. Oh, no. I could have sworn it was about lakes.
Oh, boy. 800-990-3776. Lots of ground covered here in the first segment of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Should duck be considered seafood? I think Angie does at least get your brain spin, not mine, because clearly my brain's not spinning, but gets the wheels spinning a little early this morning. Also, what do you call today? I put it on my Twitter poll. You can go ahead and weigh in on that. Is it Whiskey Wednesday? Is it Drinksgiving? Is it Thanksgiving Eve? Is it Blackout Wednesday? Go ahead and weigh in on this. Plus, guys, there is a big game this Sunday, Packers versus Rams. What is your confidence level that the Packers can win this game? We're going to break that down right after this, Gabe.
It is Discount Liquor Thanksgiving Week. We want to know, what are you bringing to the table? Head to Discount Liquor and you'll be set with literally thousands of varieties of beer, liquor, and wine in stock. Discount Liquor has unmatched selection, the lowest prices in town, and a staff that can help with recommendations. Locally owned, family operated for 60 years, Discount Liquor can help turn your Thanksgiving meal into a celebration. Located in Milwaukee, 51st Oklahoma, downtown Waukesha, and Barstow in Maine, Discount Liquor wishes you a happy Thanksgiving.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Oh, tails never fails.
I'm a head skip.
What?
I tried so hard. I really did.
What? What are you laughing at? The feeling it?
No. Well, yes, but no. Jen just came in from the top rope letting us know that she's a heads type of gal.
I get it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be. A walking study.
For the record, C in the Key sends us a Britannica link like we're supposed to look things up on this show. Please, who has time for that? Seafood is edible aquatic animals, excluding mammals, but including freshwater and ocean creatures. Well, ducks are not mammals. It's a waterfowl.
Yeah.
The name water is in the name.
Water what?
Full.
Fowl.
Full, right? Is it full?
I don't know what word you're trying to say.
How do you F-O-W-L.
I just said fowl. I used to hunt ducks and geese and a lot of different things.
Throw the flag.
And it's
fowl on the play.
You guys, we're locked out for a game today, as a show. I gotta be honest.
Well, it's Drinksgiving. What do you expect? Go ahead and weigh in and let us know what you called. There are people who are weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 800-990-3776. First of all, Ryan and McGuanago wants to know, but were the ducks in a row? Did we ever figure out what ducks in a row means?
Oh, I did yesterday, but I closed the tab out.
Nobody could figure out the origination of it, but it could have meant a number of different things.
Gavin and Racine Wayne in saying that, yes, Thanksgiving Eve is a thing. He's received a text message from a loved one that says, Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
That's got to be from a mom, right?
Pedro in Ocala, I refuse to respond. I'm not going to dive into those waters. What am I, seafood? I recently ate some delicious pelican wings and manatee spare ribs. Mm. Delicious seafood, Pedro in Ocala says. Hey, big game this weekend, guys. Packers versus Rams. And I was looking at the just reading up and the line and just the matchup, and how confident are you that the Packers will actually win this game? To be honest, ESPN's power index is absolutely split on this one. They give Green Bay a 51.4% chance to win, and they give LA a 48.2% chance to win this game. But when I start looking at all of the information, and again, you don't play the games on paper, so take it for what it's worth, but the Rams added Von Miller, they added Odell Beckham Jr., they are healthy and coming off of their bye, they are 4-1 on the road this year, and oh, by the way, they're pissed off. They're pissed off because all the analysts this week have been saying that this is a pretty not gritty team and have been questioning their toughness. And you're telling me that that's not something that's going to get under these guys' skin? It does feel, Chew, like it's a bad matchup, because the Packers are real banged up right now. What do you think? How confident are you that the Packers will win on Sunday?
I'm not. I'm actually picking the Rams to win, and I think there's probably another loss somewhere in the cards, be it the Ravens or the Cleveland. I just don't feel. I think the injuries are going to catch up to him. I think every time you see a Pro Bowl player go down, players get more and more frustrated. I've been there, and I hate to say it, but I'm not going to say it yet. Not going to say it. Gabe.
What are you going to say? Just say it.
Well, I'm not going to say it.
Just say it.
No.
Say it.
What aren't you going to say?
Say it.
I'll let you know next week.
What, after the Packers win?
But when
win?
It's over,
after
just
he gets
remember.
The thing biopsied, okay? They got to remove the thing, and then they got to biopsy the thing, and then he'll let us know what the diagnosis is. No, seriously, are you thinking that this season is going to, like, wheels fall off type of thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you said it.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you hadn't. Now I'm uncomfortable. What do you think, Gabe? How confident are you that the Packers get the win this week, just based on all the things I just threw out there?
I'm not super confident that they're going to win, but I think it's going to be a good game. I think they have a good chance to win because, like, if you look at the Rams and you look at their schedule, like, we do this with the Packers all the time, right? Like, oh, they haven't beat anyone. I feel we've done that for the last 3 years now with the Green Bay Packers, even though they were 13-3, and now they're one of the best teams in the NFC this year. Well, they haven't really beat anyone, so how good are they? And we do that because we're so close. But when you look at the Los Angeles Rams, they beat Tampa Bay, and that's about it. They've beaten Chicago. They beat an Indy team that wasn't as good at the beginning of the season as they are now. They beat Tampa Bay, lost to Arizona, beat Seattle when Russ Wilson wasn't there, beat New York, Detroit, Houston, then lost to Tennessee and San Francisco. Like, what's super impressive about what they've done this year?
No, I would agree, but at the end of the, you know, beginning of the season, they were definitely a Super Bowl contender. I'm not going to say they're not a Super Bowl contender now. They're coming off an embarrassing loss 2 weeks ago to the 49ers, 31-10.
Both of those losses were embarrassing. Both the losses, because Tennessee, that was the first game Tennessee was without Derrick Henry, and then they lost to San Francisco. I would say both of those are embarrassing losses.
But are you going to sit, you can't sit here and say, oh, okay, well, the Packers, you know, technically, they're the number three defense in the league. You're not going to say they're better than the LA Rams. Certainly not on paper.
Not on paper, but right? They've played better this year. Like when you go through that schedule.
If I am the Rams this week, I am playing. I'm putting Jalen Ramsey on Devontae all over the field with a little bit of help where they can. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the run, and then who else is going to beat you?
I mean, you could have said the same thing with them last year, right? They came into Lambeau. Packers beat them in the playoffs.
Jamaican tank.
I'm strictly going on paper. This is all I'm going on right now. Who do they have? A.J. Dillon? Yeah, that's going to be nice. But you turn Von Miller. You turn Von Miller and Aaron Donald loose against this depleted offensive line. It is. Put it this way, Gabe. They win this game, it's going to be because of coaching.
Gabe, is there an update on Alan Lazard? Do we know if he's going to be, if he's better, if he's getting better, if he's expected to be out there?
My guess is that he'll be back this week just because he was doubtful, you know, kind of working his way back, and then obviously was kept inactive for the game. But my guess is that he will be back and practicing today.
There was an article, I think, that Tom Silverstein put out this morning on JS Online, and he was basically saying, hey, this is a debate between getting healthy and getting the first round bye. And in the article, he talked about how, well, listen, the first round bye isn't the only way to win the Super Bowl. Yes, it's nice. Yes, it helps you out tremendously. In fact, 538, that numbers website that's out there, I think it was by The Ringer, they have a app that you can essentially use where you decide the matchups, you decide the outcome of the matchups. So you can go into their little computer model and you can put in if the Packers beat LA this weekend or if they lose to LA this weekend. And I will say that beating them does give them a better chance at the first round bye, but it's not substantial. Right now, according to 538, the Packers have a 26% of the first round bye. That's before the game even happens. If they win, it goes up to 37%. That's better, but it's not 80% of having the first round bye. Obviously, the Packers would have the tiebreaker over the Cardinals, and they would have the tiebreaker over the Rams, which would be great. But you can still make a playoff push even if you don't have the first round bye. Packers are one of the teams in the league that has the latest actual bye in the league. So they've got their bye, it's next week, right? It's after the Rams. They've got their bye. And then if they were to get the bye, that would be tremendous from a health standpoint. So I understand the emphasis in getting it. But let's not get caught up and think that the only way to make a deep playoff push is to get the first round bye, Gabe, because there's history that shows you don't you don't need it.
Yeah, I mean, the Buccaneers were able to do it last year, but this NFC is just different.
Yeah, that's, it's stacked.
To me, it's not even about the health aspect. It's about just not having to straight up play a game. You just don't have to play that game. You are automatically in the second round of the NFL postseason, and you don't have to play a team like the Rams or the Cardinals or the Cowboys. Like, you don't have to play one of those teams in the opening round. And that is being able to avoid that headache. That's, to me, that's why you go for the bye, because it's going to be really difficult, I think, if you are the 4 or 5 seed to win the NFL, to win the NFC this year, because you're going to play 3 incredibly good teams. Whereas last year, I think that the Buccaneers were the 5 seed because they didn't win their division. They played Washington in the first round. You know, like, Washington,
yeah, the path,
it was not as difficult last year as it's going to be this year.
The path is so much harder. So let's say you get the 3 seed. Then you're going to be playing a Minnesota in the first round, and then a Rams, and then Tampa Bay in the or Arizona in the NFC Championship game. It's doable, but with all the quality teams in the NFC, you look at Tennessee. Who scares you in the AFC? The path in the AFC is so much easier than it is in the NFC. Right?
Yeah, it's definitely stacked in the NFC. To the point we were just making about 538, if they lose to the Rams, the computer says that their chance of a first-round bye drops substantially down to 7%. But remember, guys, because of the NFC North, because the Packers have been able to roll their way through that for quite a while, and this year doesn't seem to be the exception, although they did get a good fight from the Vikings, they have a 98% chance to make the playoffs. So this is a playoff team. So don't worry yourself about, wheels are going to fall off, they're not going to make the playoffs. Like, that doesn't seem like something that's going to happen. But it does go ahead, Chew.
Is my other edict in effect, by the way, that it's difficult to beat the same team, a good team, twice in 1 year?
Well, I can't keep track of your edicts anymore. Yeah, it feels like there are
So would we almost rather have them lose this weekend than play them in the playoffs, and they have a much better chance of beating them?
Well, I don't know. I just said if they lose this weekend, Chew, it's a 7%, again, according to the computers, to get that first round bye, as opposed to a win being a 37% chance to get that first round bye.
I'm not really focused on the first round bye.
Interesting.
I mean, the Buccaneers beat the Packers twice last year. You guys beat the 49ers twice in your Super Bowl run. I see some holes in this one.
I said good teams. Tampa Bay wasn't good last year. And let's go to
break.
They were
a sleeper, remember?
Ashy.
This segment brought to you by Move the Goalpost. Move the Goalpost for all of your moving needs. Hey, speaking of companies that we endorse, how about Professional Construction Inc. in Waukesha? They will handle all of your construction needs. Remodeling projects, home additions, or building a new home. The PCI team is here for you. And here's why you want to go with them, guys. Because when you decide to do any of these things, remodeling project, home addition, building a new home, it is labor intensive. It takes a long time. And you're going to want to make sure that the people you are spending that time with are good people and experts in their field. And those are the standards for Mike and Michelle over at PCI. They want to make sure that, yes, the people they hire are fantastic at what they do, but they also want to make sure that they are fantastic people. And so you can rest assured that those are the people you'll be working with during the entire process. Professional Construction Inc. is also hiring experienced carpenters to lead field crews. If that sounds like something that you would be good at, why don't you apply online? The website is very simple, professionalconstructioninc.com/careers. professionalconstructioninc.com/careers. For all of the information on remodeling projects, home additions, or building a new home, just go to their website. It's professionalconstructioninc.com, professionalconstructioninc.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tell you this with not 100% certainty.
14%, would you take 14%?
40% of the people do not know whether the groundhog seeing his shadow is good or bad.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Few people in the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line who are getting very, very angry with us. And if you're getting angry with us, I kind of feel like that's a you problem. Like, you know what you're getting yourself into in the morning when you tune into Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, okay? You're going to get yourself all riled up. We have Unnamed in the 262 saying that ducks are, in fact, mammals.
Excuse me?
Nope. And in capital letters.
You ducking me over there?
I'm not ducking you. No ducking around here.
Yeah, no. Is that true?
No, they're not mammals.
They're birds. They fly. They've got feathers, you idiot.
He was a man.
They had a beard.
So we're all in agreement that ducks are not mammals.
Correct.
So to go back to the definition of seafood.
Does this person need to go back to like a basic science class?
Well, I don't think we really have a lot to stand on here.
I'm not going to lie. The capitals, though.
There's a small part of me that's like, are we missing something here? Like, part of me is like, we're doing this big rant about telling this guy he's ducking stupid, but I'm like, is he right? Part of me is like, we also are stupid, so maybe he's right.
Seafood is edible aquatic animals, excluding mammals, but including both freshwater and ocean creatures, which is why we all got a good kick out of Angie saying, it's a seafood restaurant, why is there no duck?
Tracks.
That's what I'm saying!
Technically, I guess it does.
We laughed about it, but here, okay, so anyway, to be fair and to be clear, ducks are ducking birds, right? They are ducking birds. Let's take out the trash.
We've all got stuff that we can't keep inside anymore.
Trash! Trash! Not for you!
Stuff that we need to talk about.
How could you not realize? You're stupid. You are a stupid, stupid man.
Stuff that once a week just needs to be put outside.
Now that's clearly garbage.
Hey, man, we're just getting warmed up.
It's time to take out the trash. Brought to you by LRS, Milwaukee and Southern Wisconsin's leader in home business and dumpster waste and recycling services. Call the LRS experts at 844-WI-TRASH today.
Okay, I will start it off, and I am going to start it with this. I am not a fan of ADs firing coaches, football coaches, in the middle of the season. Okay? So you have, these are the teams, and these are major programs that have already fired their coach this year. Florida, LSU, USC, Virginia Tech, Washington, TCU, Washington State. Does no one any good. And I went through this in college, right? They fired our coach, I think, before the last game or something. And then essentially the whole staff is out. They're gone. So all that's telling the players is, hey, have a party. And I remember it like it was yesterday. So the only coach that was left, because he serviced kind of the whole athletic department, was the strength coach. So the strength coach, who is probably the closest with all the players, and the players go to when they walk all over and blah, blah, blah. It was just a party for a month and a half. And then you bring in someone like Tom Coughlin, and woo, the party was over. I'm just saying, let these guys coach out the season, keep the kids in line. There's no benefit. You got to pay them anyways to firing them in the middle of the season, and I am anti. Gate.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, based off of that, Chew, I'm just going to kind of piggyback. If you are going to fire someone, don't let them know you're going to fire them, and then let them continue to coach. It's Thanksgiving, so I'm in a giving mood. Just give it a little, you know, hey, McCaskey's running the Chicago Bears down there. If you're just going to fire Matt Nagy, just fire him. Don't say, hey, we're going to let you coach on Thursday and then fire you. At least have the common decency to let the man have his Thanksgiving turkey with his family instead of having to go to Detroit and coach a football game, which could be, is probably going to be his last as the head coach of the Chicago Bears. LSU doing the same thing with Ed Orgeron. That makes no sense. Chew, if Craig came to you and said, hey, bud, we're going to have to let you go, but can you finish out the week's worth of shows? What are you doing to him? You tell him to take a hike. Or if you're going to be on the air, you are going to be as disruptive as possible, even more than you normally are.
Yeah.
Like, what it was...
Like, if you know something I don't?
Haven't we established that the answer to that is always?
Good point.
But you might be a poorly run organization if you are telling people that, yeah, I'm going to fire you, but can you please still continue to work for me and do a good job working for me? Like, that's what the Bears, that's what LSU is doing. You are doing it wrong if this is the way that you are running organizations. This is the wrong way to do things.
Hi, for one, appreciate this opportunity to get this off my chest. It's Thanksgiving. Everybody's going to be bringing dishes, bringing things to the Thanksgiving gathering. Somebody's going to handle the main course and maybe the adjacent sides. But you're going to be thinking about, oh, I should maybe bring an appetizer, or I should maybe bring a dessert, or I should maybe bring something to complement the meal. And for some reason, every year around this time, I start to see a major influx in brie recipes. Brie the cheese, okay? Brie cheese, let's be clear, is ducking gross. It's awful. It's so nasty. And then you heat it up and you melt it, or you stick it in a puff pastry, or you stick some cranberries on it. You think, delicious. It isn't. It's ducking gross, to reference our mammal conversation a moment ago. And I can't believe how many people think that they bring this wheel of cheese that they popped in the oven and sprinkled some cranberries on, or sprinkled some figs on, or sprinkled some pecans on, and bring some crackers, and people are like, that looks great. Yes, what'd you do? You stuck the cheese in the oven, did you? And you melted it a little bit. Disgusting, gross. Stop doing the brie. I've got a list here of 47 delicious brie recipes. Brie sounds with good. Figs, pistachios, ooh, and orange. Brie, maple pecan baked brie. Garlic, mushroom, and brie toast.
I'm going to try that
pear
one.
Pear and brie and honey quesadilla.
Oh, that's super probably awesome.
Easy cranberry baked brie bites. Blah. Brie is gross. Stop bringing brie to your family gatherings. No one is eating the stinky cheese, okay?
This is an unbelievable take by you. I don't understand it. I don't understand at all how you can be this upset about
ding
brie.
Yourself.
Well,
Ashton, brie is terrible.
You're terrible.
It's terrible.
Oh, everything man, you wrote,
so many
didn't realize.
Cheeses.
Gabe and I are like, let's make this stuff.
No, all of the things are good. Cranberries, good. Pecans, what? Good. Figs, right. Good. Right.
Didn't
brie,
realize y'all
bad.
Had the, you know, palate of a 4-year-old.
No kidding.
And couldn't handle the queen of cheese.
The queen of cheese.
It's disgusting.
Like the, nope. Nope.
Bring some Merks or something like that.
Yeah, because you're
sick. It sounds like queen, but it's not queen.
What is the best appetizer? What do you guys get excited about before Thanksgiving meal?
Spinach and artichoke dip with the Hawaiian bread.
I think shrimp's money, not time.
I know, but that's my go-to appetizer for Thanksgiving.
Well, and so you're complaining about people making things and bringing them to Thanksgiving. What are you bringing, Jen?
Haven't decided yet, but it will be fantastic.
Oh, I'm sure.
It get a will wheel be of, delicious.
A wheel of brie, probably.
Here's what it won't be. Brie.
I really want to make that brie cheese quesadilla.
Who is big brie? Listen, I want to put this out there. I love cheese. I love many, many, many kinds of cheese. I just don't like that everybody around the holidays thinks, I need to bring something to this family gathering. Why don't I just grab a wheel of brie, stick it in the oven, and call it a day?
I'm not hearing any brie bad ideas, Gabe. Are you?
I have not heard one brie, bad idea to this point.
Brie is so 90s, all right? Move on, right? Let's morph to something else.
This is your ally, Jen. This is your ally.
I disagree with you in principle, but I have to go with it because I need friends here. I need allies here.
That's
I need
your
votes
ally.
Here. I put it on the ESPN. Well, I didn't put it on ESPN Milwaukee. I put it on my Twitter poll. Brie is actually, yes, yum, absolutely not disgusting. Go ahead and weigh in on that. It gave me better ideas because I'm not doing the brie. What else should I bring to the family gathering? What's another option to bring to the family gathering?
Eggs. Have you checked the... It's what? Funny that Jen didn't give any results from her brie poll that she had posted, Ashton.
I didn't even see the results. I haven't voted.
Because she has been sitting over... So just a peek behind the curtain. Jen has been spreading this brie slander for about an hour now.
I was
going
to say, at least, yeah.
For about an hour now. She has been going on this anti-brie, and she came in here thinking that she was a silent majority. You've got the results of your poll currently, Jen?
First of all, I just posted it. I don't have the results. I have to vote.
I mean, I've got them up. I'm sure Gabe also has them up.
I do,
yeah,
if you want
interesting.
Them.
What is it? What does it say?
Yes, yum, 70%.
How many people have voted? Have four people voted?
Over 150.
Ugh. Okay, Ryan McGuanago says, but what if you bring Brie Larson to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, now you're anti-Brie Larson.
1,000,000% on board.
Now
bring Brie Larson to my Thanksgiving meal, no problems.
Do you know who Brie Larson is?
No, I have no idea. Why don't you, and specifically Gabe and Ashton, move on? This is why I am having ribs, cornbread, mac and cheese, and you know what the appetizer is? You know what the appetizer is?
Chardonnay.
Sushi.
Chewy spending
sushi.
Thanksgiving in okay? Kansas City, apparently.
Let's move on from Thanksgiving.
Turkey. I know. I'm just saying brie's good in general.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's nice. Well, your palate's going to change, and you're going to find it disgusting.
I can't.
Once you get
like,
to mine
even like thinking about brie.
So this
makes
is like a young old thing. As you get old,
yes.
You then
but
think
Gabe,
that
you're
brie
like
is
literally
disgusting.
4 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So,
well,
like,
I mean,
any day now
stinks to be old, Jen.
Any day now, you're going to hate brie just like we do. Welcome to the club.
Buy one window, get one free. It's going on right now at Window Select. Window Select, a local Wisconsin-based company offering replacement window siding and doors. They have a double lifetime warranty, which is, again, because their products are A-plus energy efficiency rated products. So right now with Window Select, you can buy one window, get one free. No payments for an entire year. And you get a free home estimate just by calling 262-703-3500 or go to windowselect.com. Plus, if you have them out to your house for a free home estimate, two free tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're playing at Fiserv Forum. So you get two free tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. How cool is that? Two free tickets just by having them come out to your house. No purchase is necessary. Plus, this week and this week only, with buy one, get one free. No payments for a year. You get free installation. That's right. Buy one window, get one free. No payments for a year. Free home estimate and free installation all this week with Window Select. Book that free home estimate right now. 262-703-3500 or go to windowselect.com.
Okay, we can't agree on brie, but I think we all can agree on Giannis Antetokounmpo finding Oreos in milk is fantastic. Right, guys? We all agree on that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I could be Craig. We went to the Bucks game, and I was sitting next to Michael Jordan and Larry Bird, and Harper knew more about their stats than I did.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Shout out to the Wisconsin men's basketball team who won last night. That was an exciting game. I was watching the end of it as I was waiting for the playoff rankings show to come on. 165-63 in Maui over Houston. So that's good for them. Did you get to see any of the game? It was actually quite good.
No, I saw the quote from Calvin Sampson after, though.
What was the quote from Calvin Sampson?
Calvin Sampson is the head coach of Houston, said something along the lines of, they're not great players over there, but they play that system well.
That's a good pop.
Who's Calvin Sampson?
They're good, too,
very
right?
Backhanded.
The head coach
compliment.
Of Houston, the team Wisconsin beat yesterday.
Classic.
He was at Indiana for a stretch.
Yeah, he's bounced around.
Was he on Crean's staff at some point? Did he and Crean, were they?
No, Crean took over Indiana because Calvin got in trouble. He was actually on the Bucks staff.
There it is. I knew that he was in Milwaukee for a smidge. So
played
kudos
the
to
Rockets.
The Badgers. And then speaking of basketball, we mentioned how Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to delight us with his food discoveries, right? It was the smoothie. I think he went to the state fair at one point and indulged
corn dogs.
And so last night he puts on Twitter that he just discovered, not Oreos, because he knew about Oreos apparently based on the way that the tweet was worded, but he said, "You won't believe me, but a kid just told me to try dunking my Oreos in milk. Man, game changer. Hashtag mad my girl didn't tell me sooner. Hashtag new bedtime snack."
Yeah, he's absolutely right about that.
Well, Oreo is the goat.
No, it's the go, but you can't dip it in milk. It doesn't work. You got to hold it there for like 3 minutes.
No,
who has time to
you
wait
don't.
3 minutes to eat an Oreo?
Actually, literally,
the cookies
you.
When they come when they're not stale, they are just, so hard.
Just pause for a minute, again. What else you got going on? What else you got going on that's keeping you from holding the Oreo there for 3 minutes? You got a lawn you got to go cut.
Well, I mean, I got time. But
All I'm saying, Chewy, your argument is that it thinks it's too hard for some reason. That's a weird argument to make. Jen, would you like to jump in there?
Nope, sure don't.
Phrasing, is that still a thing?
you know where I stand on that one, Ash?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's a hard conversation to have. Glad we're having it. But here's the thing about Oreos, Chewy. You want them to be stale. And you know how you can speed up that process to make them a little bit softer? You can dip them in the milk.
Yeah.
And it takes 15, 20, 30 max seconds. Because then if you go too far, then half the cookie that you're in there falls in.
Correct.
It gets a little
fish
too crumbly.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a fun adventure on its own. Don't get me wrong. Of course it is. But if you want the perfect Oreo, it's very simple. You take the Oreo out of the package, preferably frozen, but that's another conversation for another day. You dip it in the milk or whatever drink for like 10, 15 seconds. Swirl it around counterclockwise. Very important counterclockwise. Then you look. Boom. 15, 20 seconds, you got a perfect bite of an Oreo.
Then it tastes stale. Why do you want to? If you like stale, fine.
It's been infused with that milk, flavor to kind of combine with all the other things.
There is no flavor in milk. Milk doesn't have a flavor.
Okay. Chewy, I'm going to blow your mind for a minute here, okay? When I was overseas covering Special Olympics in Amsterdam. Nope, not in Amsterdam. Abu Dhabi. Nope, wasn't in Abu Dhabi either. Where the hell
important?
Was I? No, it's not really important. But
the fact that
I can't remember it is like, what's happening to my brain? I'm spending too much time with you jokers. Anyway.
You need to eat more brain.
Wherever I was covering Special Olympics in Austria. It was Austria. Okay, in Austria, they sell, stay with me here, Oreo Dunkers. They are a plastic shape. It's shaped like a hook. It's the perfect size. The Oreo fits right in. The groove on the inside sits right on the dunker, and the dunker does the dunking for you. Because I do think that there is something about, you know, you get your fingers in there, and you're trying to keep your fingers out of the milk, but the dunker is a special tool that they sell overseas. I don't know why you can't get it here in the United States. Maybe they think it's too dangerous or something. Maybe they think they would just destroy the fabric of society if we had this tool to help us with our Oreo dunking. But the point is, it exists, and it is glorious.
I mean, I respect the innovation, but here's the thing, Jen. I've got two great Oreo dunkers right here. Never got given. So
you know what that makes, Al? You know what that makes, Ashton? A tool.
Well, no, the dunker is the tool, right? I mean,
oh yeah, but if I'm using my,
then you are
Ashton
a tool.
Said he's got two of them.
I got served.
Hey, this let me sucks. Just say this. All right, let me just say this. I forgot what I was going to say.
Yes! Was it about Brie being horrible?
No, I think it's like the cookie should stand alone, right? You don't. What? Come on.
Oreos absolutely stand alone.
Then what do you
60,
need to dunk
yeah.
it in milk for?
It just gives it that little bit of boost.
Correct. The Oreos.
Gabe, it's like
fantastic.
A barbecue, right? Some barbecue doesn't need sauce. Just cook it. Oh. The meat stands alone.
Correct.
It's like,
I agree with you. I agree with you. Delicious barbecue stands alone, but doesn't the sauce just take it up a notch? You have a great
sometimes,
sauce. So
sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
I absolutely dominated a barbecue sandwich coming home from one of my most recent trips. And I will say, meat was fantastic. Delicious. Couldn't stop putting it in my mouth. But the sauce made it even better.
Ooh. In the mouth?
Ah.
Ooh. Yeah.